What's up, fellow human beings? Welcome to Peace of Mind. I am your host, Mackenzie Lewis, here to bring you a piece of my mind. This is a safe place where we can talk about spirit, spirit guides, life, sexuality, reality, and life in other realms. So sit back, relax, grab a joint, get comfy, and let's get real.
What is up, beautiful human beings, and welcome to Peace of Mind. I'm so happy to be talking to you guys today. It's been another crazy-ass week. I don't know why. I feel like this city is so... I'm going berserk. There's just so much going on. I'm just soaking up all my last moments here and enjoying all the madness of all these beautiful people that I've met in this space. And just trying to soak it all up at once, which means that there is no sleep involved. This place does not rest, and slightly, I don't either, but I'm trying to get it back together, trying to push through this nonsense. But this week, I feel in all of this chaos, I've been feeling a sense of need to ground. And so I was speaking to my mentor, and she enlightened me on the universal laws. And as she was reading them to me, I literally was connecting to things as we were going through. And it just kind of reminded me that I've never actually heard of these laws before. I'm surprised that I haven't. I was very disappointed, but so happy to be enlightened now. And to learn about these things, they're kind of things that I've kind of learned on my own, but have naturally, as time has gone on, I'm realizing how keeping these things on the side of my belt allows me to be a little stronger and a little more passionate in my life, and allows to keep more structure. So I thought it would be great for this episode to just go over these laws with you guys. Talk about some of the ways I connect with them and go from there. So our first law is the law of divine oneness. Everyone and everything is connected to the world we live in. Every thought, words, or actions of ours will take effect on others. As everything and everyone is connected to each other, subconsciously, we should start thinking about the good in others, and they will think about the good in you. When we allow ourselves to become who we truly are, we discover our passions and want to provide happiness to others with our passions. I feel like this is just like an internal perspective. I feel like we're always looking outside externally. I feel like this gives me very much internal perspective. The thing that stuck with me is we discover our passions and want to provide happiness to others with our passions. Definitely been feeling this in my life, trying to figure out what my niche is, what my purpose is here. I know one time my friend told me that sometimes we get lost in our trying to find our purpose, that we don't live for our passions. And I think that's very true, because I think also society kind of tries to, college period, they try to make us feel like we need to know exactly who the fuck we are when we're 19, and I don't know who the fuck I am, but I'm figuring it out, and I'm picking up things that give me passion and give me light, and I know that I enjoy to share, and this is one of those things, you know. So this podcast is one of those things, and spirituality is one of those things for me, and so I really feel that this one really connected to me, and just like I have a defined self in my human design chart, and so I feel like that really also connects me with this, the divine of oneness, just being very independent, being very individual, and loving my internal self to share with others. I love that. I've really realized in this period of my life too, that like all the work that I've done internally has shown externally and has just really done me so well. And so I think this one really connected with that one, like in that manner. Law number two, the law of energy or vibration. Everything in the universe moves in a circular manner, not only in the physical world, but our thoughts and desires to move in a new, unique vibration frequency. Each thought and feelings has its own unique vibration pattern and will combine with those which possess identical vibration patterns. Our thoughts are connected to the rest of the universe. If you choose to have more good thoughts, more goodwill follow through. This is just reminding you of manifestations, and also that we are connected to the rest of the universe, always connected to this planet, and the spiritual realms. It makes me think about when I, do my body and, meditation. I do a grounded meditation when I do my tarot readings, and, it just reminds me that, that we are connected to the universe. When I go from the head, not the root chakra, the third eye and the crown chakra, I lift it up to the stars and the moon, and that is where we become grateful to God, universe, spirit, ancestors, and I feel like that's how I connect to the rest of the universe, and knowing that they do really have a divine path for us. They're protecting us from things that will hurt us and harm us, and just trying to teach us a lesson. Also, this thing about moves in a circular manner, it's so funny, this really has been connecting to me, always has. I also feel that when I'm with my star sisters, or even last night when we were hanging out, it's this thing about going circles, round and round. Like, literally, everything in the universe moves in a circular manner, not only the physical world, but our thoughts and desires to move in a unique vibrational frequency. That is so true. Everything becomes full circle, is so real. And the more you pay attention to little things in your life, the more that is going to become so relevant to who you are and what you have going on. So, very magical. I really enjoyed that one. Law three, the law of action. Each action would provide with a different result, which is mostly based on thoughts, words, dreams, or emotions. We must select our action and solely support our thoughts, words, dreams, or emotions. And the actions we select must be supporting your thoughts and dreams, which will help you accomplish your goal. Avoiding a problem will never work. By taking small actions in sufficiency to make the problem slowly but surely. The more discipline you have in yourself to take action with bigger things in life, the smaller things will take care of themselves. I think this is also just about drive, knowing what your goals are. And I think it's also the concept of manifest, but work your ass off to get there. I think sometimes when we're trying to work our ass off to get there, we kind of get frustrated and we get impatient. But the more you focus on what you're talking about and what you're trying to achieve, the easier things, little things will not be able to get in your way, because you know what your goal is, you know what your dream is. I'm staying focused. And I think the biggest thing is that thoughts, words, and emotions. When you're manifesting something, you need to emotionally be invested in it. You need all your thoughts need to be positively invested in it. The way you speak about it should be motivationally invested in it. All of these things, we can write things down. But then we can go and be like, well, I'm not even going to get the job, so it doesn't matter. That's not going to support what you're trying to do. So really be cautious, especially with thoughts. I think that's probably a harder thing to kind of control in something like that. I know for myself. So yeah. So number four, the law of correspondence. This law states that we are in control of our life. Every action we make will be reflected in our outer world to our inner world. If your mind is concentrated on how unhappy you are, you'll continue to have the negative energy, which will make you remain unhappy. The control of your life. This is another thing I talk about when we do our grounding. It's so funny. All of this connected to the grounding meditation I do. You are in complete control of your life. You are in complete control of your life. You have control over your mind, body, and soul. You are a divine energy, and everything you want, everything you need will come to you. And I think this is such a reminder, because I feel like sometimes we don't feel like we have control because we're trying to control things that we don't have control over. But what you do have control over is your body, your mind, and your soul. And being reminded of that, I try to remind myself daily of that. Man, it will take you so far. Remembering who you are, remembering why you're here, will literally send you exactly where you are meant to be. Next up, we have the law of cause and effect. Nothing ever happens by chance. It is each of our actions that create a reaction that is followed after. Every action will have a reaction. It's just like Newton's third law. For every action force, there will be an equal and opposite reaction force, physically, verbally, or mentally. This is physically, verbally, and mentally is what I'm talking about with thoughts as well. This is very, very real. The cause and effect feeling, everything happens for a reason. I've been told that since I came out the womb. Everything happens for a reason. You're on this planet for a reason. You're in this space that you're listening to this podcast for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Really trust that process. I think it's the hardest to accept that when we're not getting what we want. That's when we don't want to hear that everything happens for a reason, when we're not getting exactly what we wish to achieve or receive. Trust the process. Trust the universe. What comes to you will come to you. What doesn't come to you, there's a fucking reason. And, you know, I've been trying to – every time I try to fight with the universe or fight with intuition, it never goes well, and they always win. They're going to – they'll keep – the more and more you fight them, the more they're going to beat your ass until you fall to the ground and just give up. But truly, or you're going to learn in a harder way, and they're going to make you learn. You're going to go for something you want, and then you're going to hurt somebody, or you're going to hurt yourself, and then you're going to have to learn, which I have a defined 3 in my human design chart, so – I love trial and error. I love not listening. It's one of my favorite hobbies. And I love learning for myself. So I'm trying to avoid this in my life. So please try to avoid it yourself. The next law, the law of compensation. Where blessings has come into your life through various forms, such as gifts, money, and friendship. You get what you give, or in other words, karma. Whenever someone smiles, your mood instantly changes. Be generous and donate what you have. And those things will come back to you in various forms. This is just obvious. You have to give good things. You have to give sacrifice. One of the biggest things I've really learned in my life, I actually learned that. Last year was a big thing that I learned about, the thing about sacrifice. I think our society, this world, is kind of evolved around greed. Being able to sacrifice things, even when you don't have them, when you barely have them, will only come back to you in the righteous way. If you feel an instinct, if you feel a gut feeling to support somebody, to protect somebody, to give to somebody, give to them. It doesn't always have to be money. It doesn't always have to be something big, but, you know, it can be something so simple. And, you know, you know your gut, you know your feeling when you're supposed to give somebody something or when you're supposed to sacrifice something. So trust that, give that, and know that it will come in return. But here's the thing. You can't give in hopes of getting something in return. That's not how this works. It's to give for the greater good and to give for good. So really focusing on that and knowing where your attentions lie when you're giving to people is very important. Law of attraction. This law introduces things, people, or events into our lives by our actions, thoughts, or emotions. All these thoughts are energies that we use to attract more energy. By producing positive energy, we will attract other positive energy. The law brings people with similar interests together. This is so relevant in my life. Just like being a person and being in a space where you're, you know, starting fresh, starting new, the law of attraction, the energy that you exude out into the world will only attract the same energies. Really being aware of that and what you're presenting. I think this also, like, I think about this when, like, I'm, like, late to work and I'm trying to rush, and then traffic hits, and then my tire pops, and then my boss, like, this is like the trail effects because I'm trying to rush and I'm going crazy. So really just know that whatever energy you're excluding is going to attract however the fuck your days are going to go, whoever the fuck is going to come near you. So be aware of that and know that, and just, you know, take it with a grain of salt, but just really know that, like, your energy is very visible, especially to my spiritual siblings. We see your energy. So the next law we're going to get into is the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. The universal law states that we possess the power to change a condition of our lives. Higher vibration consumes and transforms lower ones. We are able to change the energies in our lives by understanding the universal laws. Wow. This is so powerful. We possess the power to change the conditions of our life. And this goes back to knowing that you have complete control of your mind, body, and soul. Really understanding that you are able to change anything in your life is so beautiful. I think sometimes when we get into our little depression hole that we all get into, we're humans. We have a lot going on. There's a lot to handle, process, think about. But knowing that you can get out of that space, knowing that that space doesn't have to hold you down and control you, is a great fucking reminder, because sometimes you can feel so hopeless. And so reminding yourself that you're here with purpose, reminding yourself that you were meant to be here, will send you so far. So trust that, know that, and believe that 100%. The law of relativity: in order for us to develop, we have to go through a series of problems while remaining connected to our hearts. This law also teaches us to compare our problems with other people's problems. No matter how difficult the situation might be, there will always be someone else in the worst position. I think this is also really speaking to, I really enjoyed the connected to your heart though. I always say, when I am deep in my pit and when I feel like life is punching me in the face, I've been experiencing that a lot. Not recently, but I feel like in this past semester I have. You have to get to the bottom of the barrel to get back up and crawl back out. And I always say that sometimes it has to get really ugly so we can meet our next best higher self. And this really speaks to that. And staying connected to your heart. Your heart has your best intentions. Your heart will always have your best intentions. She's in the middle of your chest. She is your center. She's where you belong. Your heart and your soul are connected, baby. Trust them. They have your answers. So really knowing that you can get out of these holes is so important. Really good reminder, just to remember that you're human and it's okay. You're not going to know all the answers. It's not going to all come to you, but you're able to get out of it. You're able to overcome. You have the power to, truly and genuinely. Our next law is the law of polarity. This law states that everything has an opposite. Change unwanted thought my thinking on the opposite poles. If we have not gone through sadness, we would not know what happiness feels like. And this is exactly what I was just saying. You got to go to the bottom of the pit to get to the top. We really have to understand that the opposites of things and understanding, I think it was described to me as when you have a heartbreak, you have to have a heartbreak so you can meet genuine love and meet a better love, and not even a better love, but a stronger love, a more developed love, a love that is going to feed whatever you need to feel and what you need. Definitely think sometimes we don't like the opposite. We don't like not getting what we want, but understanding that we have to receive the opposite to get what we want is a real thing and a great reminder. We have the law of rhythm. All energy vibrates at a certain speed and rhythm. Everything has a cycle and stages of development. The only way to master each rhythm is by facing the negative parts of each cycle. Even the best athletes will fall sooner or later. Instead of seeing yourself getting weaker, you should see it as a sign for you to rest your body. Facing the negative part of each cycle will allow you to master the rhythm. Wow. Because he even thinks about like frequencies of people and how you connect to people who are on the same frequency as you. And everything has a cycle and stages of development. Be patient. Man, I'm just speaking to myself and you, but geez, be patient. There's so many steps we have to take to get to where we want to be. And right now, you're in this certain stage, and be grateful for it. It's beautiful where you're at right now. You're a beautiful human being. This is where you're meant to be. So trust it, understand it, and love it. Soak it up. Like, you are meant to be here. This phase, this moment, the people you have. You may not feel whole about it. It may not be everything you wish to receive, but you were meant to be here. You're meant to be in this space. You're meant to be with these people so you can get to your next step. So trust the process. Know that you're getting to where you need to be. And as long as you're following these laws, the universe is on your side. So trust that. And lastly, we have the law of gender. According to the universal law, everything has its masculine yang and feminine yin. Principles. Each individual should balance between the masculine and feminine energies to become a master. Everything contains both masculine and feminine elements. with masculine qualities are energy, logic, and intellectual, whereas feminine qualities are love, patience, and gentleness. There must be a balance between both masculine and feminine. Without feminine, masculine would tend to act without restraint. Without feminine, masculine would tend to act without restraint. And without masculine, there would be a failure to do anything. Both feminine and masculine are dependents of each other. This speaks to me. It speaks to me internally. My pronouns are she, he. I feel very divided evenly between my masculine and feminine energy. Have gone through phases of being really connected to my masculine, gone through phases of currently in my life, I feel like I'm slowly getting into this feminine, and understanding my balance. It's so important to know that we need both. We need both to, we all internally all carry masculine and feminine energy. Whether it's less on one or more on the other, we all carry both. You can look at in your charts. It's an app about astrology. I connect it to astrology because they literally tell you how much you have a masculine and feminine energy. I am 95% masculine and 5% feminine, but I feel also that I'm very feminine in my own natural ways as well. The more I've been coming into myself, the more I've really understanding that. Because I have really connected to my masculine in my life. But I met this man the other day, and he was it's funny because this – I was talking about this with this man before I even got into these laws. He had a rose on his throat, on his, like, neck, and he told me how – he had this rose because the petals represented his feminine and the thorns and stem represented his masculine. And I feel like as long as we are acknowledging both this yin and yang in us, we can become balanced. There's so much beauty in both of these sides. And when we balance them, the stronger we will be, the more we will be able to achieve and attract and overcome. And so understanding ourselves in the masculine and feminine us will allow us to truly understand our internal selves. And I feel like for me, even the other day, one of my friends used my masculine pronouns and I was like, wow, it literally made my eyes water because I guess you don't realize how when somebody acknowledges either way, you should always respect people's pronouns. That's what we do on this podcast. We respect pronouns, big purr. But my friend used my masculine pronouns the other day, and I literally, my eyes watered because I was like, wow, like, you really see me for who I am, and you acknowledge that that's the way I want to represent myself. And words can't describe how that feels. And, you know, I sometimes forget because it isn't acknowledged because I am a woman, but, you know, I also represent myself as a man. Masculine and feminine, balance and beauty. We're in such a gender fluid time in our lives. All of us, my generation, all these people, all these humans, they're being so open about their gender and who they are. And I think it's really beautiful and it's something really to acknowledge, especially in spiritual realms. Masculine and feminine, we need each other. We're a team, we're a unit. And so these are the 12 laws of the universe. I hope you guys really took them in. I've been feeling a need to ground myself and to bring myself back to earth. And this is what brought me back to earth. All these things I have been learning on my own. But like I always say, when you see things visually, it changes the fucking game. So seeing these things visually, knowing that they're real, that I'm working on them, that the intention is to achieve these things and follow these laws. And I don't think they're not like commandments or anything. You're not going to get reprimanded for not following them, but the universe will teach you if you don't follow them. So I think it's something really awesome to put in your pocket, to refocus what you're working on and know that the universe is on your side and everything that you want is in your hands and is reachable. Trust yourself, know yourself, love yourself. You are a beautiful, divine human being, and everything you wish to achieve is right in front of you. Your life is beautiful. This earth is beautiful, and there's so much here for you. So if you do feel like you're stuck in a spot, if you do feel like you're in a sticky situation, you're at the bottom of the hole, the sun is shining right over that hole. So climb yourself out, meet your higher self, and bring yourself back to life, because we need you and we want you here. So bring your light, bring your love, and bring your divine energy, because we love that shit. And on that note, I hope you guys have a beautiful day. Know that I'm always sending you love and light and all my energy. Really take care of yourselves and stay focused and be present. Don't try and get too fast. Don't try and achieve things too fast. Be present. You are here in this moment for a reason. So trust that and love that. I love you guys and have a beautiful day. Thank you guys so much for joining in on this week's episode. If you love what you heard, please follow along with me on this journey. Remember that the light is always with you and within you. Speak your manifestations aloud. Dedicate some time for yourself today. And remember, you are only human. Peace.